This is Thrive, Abandoned Vampire AU, written by Her Love Was a Joke, and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated R, and contains the pairing of Cash Colligan, Alexander Marshall. This is part 14 of the Screaming Down the Starlit Sky universe. For additional author's notes and content warnings, please check out the introductory post on my Livedream. It was raining outside, the water hitting the wrought iron of the fire escape, pooling on the flat surfaces before flowing over the edges of the railings. The window was open a few inches, and the hem of his pressed black pants was wet on the left side. Brian would be upset. Appearance was everything. How often had he said that? Alex had lost count. But then he'd hardly been listening. It was hard to pay attention when everything was so loud, so bright, so strange and overwhelming. When his skin didn't feel like his own, and he was always so cold. He wished he was back with his family. His mom would make him hot chocolate. She always put those little marshmallows in it. There were creatures here. Monsters who moved nothing like the normal people that Alex knew. They had these eyes, this strength, and it was all that Alex could do to keep from shuddering when one of them got too close. It was easier to think in terms of us versus them, even if it wasn't true. Come with me. The words startled him, wringing a gasp from his mouth despite the attempt to keep his right to himself. He jerked his head up, away from the window he'd been staring out of for the better part of the evening, and turned to the man standing in the doorway. It was the one from last night, the one who'd annoyed Brian. Alex didn't do much in the evenings. Brian usually took him out for an hour or so, coaxed him into feeding before bringing him back to the safe house. He said it was for Alex's own good, but the boy was smarter than that. He was being watched around the clock, not at all like the other new kid, the redhead who was allowed to come and go as she pleased. There was something off about him. He turned out wrong somehow, even for them. No one ever talked to him, but Alex was pretty sure he wasn't supposed to keep thinking about home, about being normal, of walking in the sunlight. He certainly wasn't supposed to think about it every waking moment. He hated this place, hated everything from its rich furniture to its strange people. They hated him too. So Alex didn't feel too badly about it. He just took his customary seat in the corner, near the French doors that led out to the terrace. He'd prefer to be up in the suite, but Brian wanted him to be sociable. That might have been easier if someone would talk to him. A sharp pain in his ankle pulled Alex away from his brooding. He hissed quietly and looked down, his hand ready to swat at whatever had decided to take a chunk out of his leg. He stopped abruptly as he saw a small bundle of orange fur holding tightly to his trousers. "Sorry," someone said. Alex looked up and saw a man standing next to his chair with a small smile on his face. It was strange to call him a man when he barely looked older than Alex himself, when he was almost half a foot shorter. But one look at his eyes told Alex that this vampire hadn't been a boy in a very long time. "It's okay," Alex said softly, ducking his head when those eyes got to be a little too much to handle. His hair swept over his face, and he was grateful to be able to hide for a moment, even if it was in plain sight. "Do you like animals, Alex?" the man asked, leaning down to pick the kitten up and balance it against his shoulder. "Yes," Alex said softly, watching the stranger through his hair. "Do you want to hold him?" He held the kitten out in offering, one hand secured below the animal's forelegs, the other cupping its lower half. Alex was about to reach up when Brian suddenly appeared behind the other vampire. "He'll ruin his clothes," Brian said.
"There's nothing wrong with a fur coat," the man replied.
Alex hadn't thought he'd remembered how to laugh. Real laughter, not the hysterical, slightly mad giggle that had forced its way out of his mouth when he'd finally broken through the coffin and crawled through all that dirt. But it had just slipped out. An actual laugh. A real smile that crinkled his eyes and made him throw his head back. Brian had frowned, but the stranger with the cat had laughed too, held out his hand, and introduced himself as Cash. Cash Colligan. "Alex, pay attention." The words were a little sharp, and, Alex admitted, just what he needed to cut through the new feelings of confusion and slight hysteria that threatened to bubble up again. He blinked twice and focused on Cash. "Come with me," he repeated. "Where are we going?" Alex asked warily, though he got to his feet. He might have been feeling slightly hysterical, but he knew when he was being given an order and not a request. "Do you always ask questions of your elders?" Cash asked. There was a message in that, so Alex clamped his mouth shut and did his best not to give voice to all the things he wanted to say. Why was Cash bothering with him? It was obvious that he had some rank in the gang, that he was trusted. Alex was nothing. What could possibly be gained? His plan to stay quiet worked, right up until Cash led him to the main foyer. Alex stopped, watching nervously as Cash continued to the front door, throwing it open and turning back in surprise when he realized he was no longer being followed. He looked at Alex and blinked. "I'm not supposed to leave," Alex mumbled. Sure, his face would be on fire if he could actually blush. He scratched at his elbow and let his eyes flicker from the floor to the ceiling, the walls to the vase in the corner, anywhere but Cash. "Brian's entrusted you to my care, Alex," Cash said, sounding oddly formal. "You go where I go." The news shocked him. He looked at Cash then, eyes wide. Yeah, he might have been out of it for the last week or so, but he'd seen enough to know that possession was more than 9/10 here, that it was everything. Why would Brian just give him up like that? "Because you have a very pretty smile," Cash said. Alex flinched at that. Had Cash been able to read his mind? Alex watched warily as Cash came away from the door, closing the distance between them. "You don't smile for him." "I did for you," Alex said after a while, thinking back to the previous night, the surprised reaction and the tiny bit of happiness he'd had in that moment. "Yes," Cash said, one hand coming up to tug on a lock of Alex's hair. Alex felt another smile coming on, but did his best to keep it to himself. "Getting grabby, Colligan? Better take it when you've got the chance." The change was instantaneous. "Gone," was the pleasant, almost playful set to Cash's mouth, a wickedness in his eyes. quickly replaced with a dark, dangerous glare and an unhappy twist of his lips. It was like seeing two completely different people. Alex was instantly reminded of the fact that this man was old and strong, that he was terrifying. He moved impossibly fast then, whirling away from Alex and reaching for the other dandy, grabbing his shoulder in a punishing grip and shoving him violently into the wall. The sound of cracking plaster was loud in the foyer, making Alex jump and everyone else fall silent. "We keep this shit away from home," Cash said loudly, though he didn't need to raise his voice. "But I will make an exception for the next person who implies that Marshall is temporary. Do I make myself clear?"
"Very."
It was Brian. Alex slowly turned toward the staircase and saw his sire standing at the top, leaning against the railing with a look of mild amusement on his face.
"Take care of our boy," he continued.
"I intend to," Cash replied. Alex felt a little uneasy, confused and unsure of what he was supposed to do. But he still darted to Cash's side when the elder vampire held out his hand. It was still pouring outside, and Alex was drenched within moments of stepping out of the building. It had already been so cold, and the rainwater didn't help any. He shivered and looked over at Cash, but the other vampire didn't seem bothered at all. He just tightened his fingers around Alex's and led him down the front steps of the safe house onto the slick sidewalk below. There were cars on the road, but no pedestrians out for an evening stroll. Alex was glad for that. Sometimes he looked at people and could only think of how hungry he was. "How much did you feed tonight?" Cash asked, when they were far enough away from the safe house that Alex couldn't see it when he looked over his shoulder.
"What?"
Alex asked. Of all the questions Cash could have asked, he hadn't expected that to come up.
"When Brian brought you out this evening, how much did you take?"
"You're freezing, Alex. You shouldn't be this cold, not after you've fed."
"Oh. Not a lot," Alex admitted. He had cut his tongue on his fangs several times in those first few hours, and he'd accidentally learned that his blood would close the wounds in a human's throat. After that, he'd done it repeatedly, taking just enough to stop the ache in his head. He'd gotten good at faking it. Cash made a frustrated sound.
"That's going to stop right now," he said sternly. "You don't have to kill them if you don't want to. Not all of us do. But you will feed properly, even if you have to find 3 people to do it. Do I make myself clear?"
He turned to Alex then, fixing him with a serious look.
"Yes," Alex said softly. "I understand."
Funny how no one had ever been able to shame him quite like that before.
Cash stared at him for a moment more, searching for some hint of trickery or falsehood, before he was satisfied that Alex was telling the truth. He continued to lead him down the street then, heading for a place that Alex knew well, Jackson Park. It looked so different at night. The trees were foreboding and frightening, the place structures dangerous. The colors of the graffiti murals were faded, muted in the darkness, and the skate ramp seemed nothing more than a black, gaping hole. It was so different than the way Alex remembered it, that he stood there, shocked and not quite able to process it. "I used to come here," he said, when Cash let go of his hand.
I know, Cash replied. I watched you here with Brian.
Alex looked sharply at him, but Cash hardly looked apologetic.
We don't pick people at random, Alex. We watch them and make sure they're suitable, that they'll fit in with this life.
Alex laughed bitterly at that.
Don't, Cash said sharply. He saw something in you. We both did. You just haven't allowed yourself to embrace the change, and that's a problem, Alex. A very big one.
There was so much that Alex wanted to say to that. Witty things. Things that would defend himself and his behavior. What came out instead was, I don't think I can do this.
You're going to have to learn, Cash said seriously. This is it. The last chance. If you can't deal with this, Brian is going to put you back in the grave he found you in.
Alex took an involuntary step backward, but Cash followed him, crowding into his space. His fingers wrapped tightly around Alex's arms.
Do you understand me, Alex?
He asked.
A vampire like you, you're dangerous to us. We can't have that.
Better take it while you've got the chance.
They were going to kill him. All of a sudden, the fine tremor in Alex's hands became actual shaking.
He clenched his fists against it and tried to calm himself down.
He didn't want to die.
The thought surprised him. He'd spent a week hating what happened, wanting so much to go home or to reverse the change. There were times when he wasn't far from hysteria, somehow still self-aware enough to worry that he'd start scratching at all his new skin, trying to see if there was anything of the old Alex underneath. Now, all he could focus on was the terror that settled low in his belly at the thought of being dead for real. He didn't even have time to lament the unbeating heart in his chest. The meager rations of the last 7 days, hardly enough to start it up again.
I don't want to die.
The words slipped out, and Alex immediately wished he could take them back. Something in Cash's face softened at the admission, though, and one of his hands traveled from Alex's arm down to his hand, twining their fingers together once more.
Then come with me and do what I tell you, he said.
Alex nodded, feeling a little numb, and allowed himself to be pulled toward the far side of the park.
Alex looked at the homeless man with wide eyes and refused to move any closer.
Cash held him securely, making it look effortless, but Alex could tell that he wasn't going to hold him forever. There was impatience in Cash's eyes, and Alex forced himself to take an unnecessary breath. Would that reflex ever stop, he wondered, and steel his nerves? He didn't have to kill the man, Cash had said. There were ways around it. He stepped forward.
The man was unwashed. Alex tried not to let the stench bother him, though he kept a 4-inch space between them so his clothes wouldn't get dirty.
His head darted forward, placing an uncomfortable strain on his neck as he bit down on the human's throat.
He must have looked ridiculous.
Cash laughed quietly to himself. But all Alex could think of once his mouth flooded with blood was food and strength and good. He was so hungry after a week of barely eating, and it was hard to remind himself to stop, to not take too much. He pulled away, ignoring the voice in his head that always screamed for more.
Good. Cash said encouragingly. Let's find another.
Alex almost argued, But Cash's earlier words ran through his mind again.
You will feed properly.
The second victim was a boy Alex's age. He was obviously chosen on purpose. He had to be, what with the way Cash kept looking pointedly at Alex, almost daring him to complain or pull away. He wouldn't, though. Alex was a little disturbed to realize he had a strong sense of self-preservation, and that he'd do even this to stay alive. I'm not going to kill him, Alex told himself as he bit down on the kid's neck. He'll be okay. He purposely didn't think about after, when the kid woke up groggy and confused for the story that no one would believe. Once he was done with the boy, Alex felt comfortably full. He was warm, and while he might have been a little sleepy as a human, all Alex felt at the moment was the thrum of energy, of excitement flowing through his veins. Maybe that wasn't such a metaphor, Alex thought, surprised and a little awed. Unable to stop himself, his hand came up, the palm pressing hard against his chest. His heart was beating, though it was slow and weak, kind of sickly sounding to his ears. It kind of reminded him of the last time, when he'd been frightened and lightheaded, unable to struggle and wanting to cry. No, he wouldn't think of that now, Alex thought. He wasn't that kid anymore, like it or not. He didn't want to die, and for that, he'd let it go. One more, I think, Cash said with a small smile, as he watched Alex all but bounce on the balls of his feet. He couldn't help it. He could feel the weariness fading away, and the near constant shadow of a headache dissipating. For the first time in 7 days, he felt good. I don't need... Alex began, but Cash cut him off. You could stand to take more, he said firmly. Alex gave up on arguing and let Cash lead the way, stopping only when they came across a group of girls huddled under the awning of a dive bar. Alex had never been to that part of town. He'd always been careful not to go any farther than Jackson Park. But he knew exactly what he was looking at the minute he caught sight of it. The girls weren't dressed for the weather. They were all wearing short skirts, skimpy tops, and two of them had torn fishnets. They were hookers, Alex knew. Cheap ones who worked a block. Nothing like the so-called classy one his friend claimed his brother got for his birthday. They were a little sad to look at, so down on their luck and reduced to that. Alex was shaking his head, falling behind before he realized what he was doing. Not them, he said, when Cash looked back, one eyebrow raised. Do you have a streak of chivalry in you? Cash asked, a little amused. Alex scowled, hating that this one person who'd given him a chance was making fun of him. Well, you don't have to worry, Marshall. They're willing donors. Willing? He asked. You'll find quite a few willing humans if you know where to look, Cash explained. With a hand planted firmly on Alex's back, Cash urged him forward, standing apart from the group as Alex spoke quietly to one of the girls, and then tipped her head to the side. It was so different with someone who was willing. Alex didn't have to keep half his attention on forcing a victim to stay still. He could lose himself in drinking, in the soft little sounds the girl made, in the clench and release of her fingers on his arm. She pressed her skinny body against his, all but rubbing against him. And Alex realized that he could have her if he wanted to. It would be nothing at all to take her around the side of the building,
to press her back against the brick and inch her skirt up and panties down. She wanted it, was all but begging for it. God, he could smell it, her desire sharp and noticeable against the backdrop of soggy earth and wet pavement. He might even have taken advantage of it, if he'd ever looked at a girl that way. He'd never really looked at a boy that way either, but that had been more out of denial than lack of interest. Cash's laughter rang in Alex's ears, making the boy pull back and snatch his hands away, shoving them in the pockets of his jacket. The girl swayed back and forth on her feet, nearly toppling over before one of her friends grabbed her, leaning her against the side of the building so she didn't hurt herself. "Not so chivalrous, then," Cash said. "You almost let her fall on her face." Alex wondered if maybe he should apologize. But one look at the girl told him that she didn't care. The expression on her face was blissed out, and she had no idea he was even there. "They can be as addicted to it as we are," Cash told him as he led Alex away, not bothering to even say a word of thanks. Alex didn't think the comparison was fair. Did it count as addiction if they had to do it to stay alive? "I suppose not," Cash replied. "I wish you'd stop doing that," Alex said, fixing Cash with a sidelong glance. He was annoyed, wanted to snap, but Cash's early admonishment, "Do you always speak to your elders this way?" had stuck with him. "There'll come a time when you'll be grateful I can do it," Cash confided with a smirk. "But for now, I'll stop, until you ask me to do it again." Alex didn't think he'd ever ask for that, but he didn't point it out. They walked in silence for several minutes, not because Alex didn't want to talk, but because there was suddenly so much to take in. Where things had been dark and difficult to see, there was only sharp clarity, shocking in its intensity. He could make out individual needles on the pine trees, could see even the smallest details on the graffiti murals. The park was still different from the way he'd remembered it. But now it was better, so much better. He could hear everything. The sound of raindrops against the play structure, the faintest rustling of leaves, the movements of a small animal searching for food despite the terrible weather. "Do you hear it? Can you see it?" Cash asked eagerly. Alex nodded. "Come here, close your eyes now." Cash pulled him back against his chest and leaned around his shoulder so he could still get a good look at Alex's face. "Put your hand out, palm up." Cash's own hand hovered just below Alex's, and now and then his thumb would brush gently against the back of Alex's hand. It was just a simple touch, probably accidental, but made the boy's heart stutter a little. He wanted it to be a constant point of contact, but even the thought of asking for something like that made Alex's face grow warm. "Huh, turns out that he could blush after all. All it took was not being near to starving." "Why is my hand up?" Alex said softly, almost afraid that he'd blurt out something stupid like, "Touch me." He was simultaneously relieved and annoyed that Cash had promised to stop eavesdropping on his thoughts. He felt a little stupid and tried to put it out of his mind. Cash had touched him plenty of times tonight, and he'd managed not to cream his pants over that. He ignored the voice that pointed out how incredible things were now that he wasn't distracted by the ache in his head. "Just feel," Cash urged. Alex grew quiet then, focusing all of his attention on his raised hand.
He smiled as he felt it, each individual drop of water as it hit his skin. He could feel the paths they took as they dripped, following the contours of his hand, the tiny cracks and lines on his skin. Alex pulled his hat off and turned his face upward, eyes still closed, and smiled as the rain washed over him. He'd gotten caught out in the rain before, but this was so much more intense, more incredible than anything else he'd ever experienced. Cash was watching him with a smile on his face when Alex opened his eyes again. He smiled a little, feeling kind of shy all of a sudden. "It's incredible," he said.
"It is," Cash agreed, "when you stop fighting it."
He laced their fingers tightly together, his thumb rubbing gently at the heel of Alex's hand. Alex couldn't stop himself from swaying back and forth a little.
"Sensory overload?"
Cash asked. Alex nodded.
"Then let's get you home. We can focus on one at a time."
There was something about his smile, about the wicked look in his eyes, that should have concerned Alex. He knew this, but still had trouble summoning up the emotion. All he could focus on was the feel of his hand and Cash's, the slide of their wet skin, the heat coming from the other vampire's body. He allowed himself to be led back home, sneaking glances over at Cash, but was too happy, too distracted by everything around him, to feel embarrassed. That light feeling of contentment disappeared once they got back to the safe house. There were so many people milling around, either putting off the night's business in hopes that the rain would stop, or purposely waiting for him and Cash to return. They were all looking at him suddenly, whispering, and Alex couldn't help but feel his lack of age, of experience. He felt awkward in his wet clothes and looked down at his feet. "Hey," Cash said, turning his attention away from one of the vampires who'd come to ask his opinion on something or other. Alex had never really been privy to what exactly the others got up to, and he'd quickly lost the thread of conversation.
"Alex, look at me."
Alex raised his eyes and waited.
"Fuck 'em all,"
Cash said. It was a little shocking to hear, just like it had been earlier, when Cash had thrown that other dandy almost through the wall. Alex had grown used to dandies with formal language, good manners. It was strange to realize that they were capable of changing with the times while maintaining their mask of civility. "They're staring," Alex said softly.
"Then give them something to look at," Cash suggested.
Alex only had a moment to worry, to think, "He can't be," when Cash pulled his hand free, reaching instead for Alex's waist. His hands were strong, fingers digging into the wet, ruined fabric of Alex's suit, steering the boy backward until he was up against the wall. Alex's eyes darted over Cash's shoulder, taking in far too many people with interested looks on their faces. God, they were watching, and he was so awkward, still getting used to this new skin.
"Let it go," Cash said softly.
He tipped Alex's face down then, just far enough to bring their mouths together. The first kiss was simple, gentle, no doubt meant to calm him. Alex was a little annoyed at how easily it worked, but decided to let it go. It was hard to focus on anything but the slide of another mouth against his, a tongue seeking entrance to his mouth. Alex's eyes fell closed, and he opened his mouth, gave Cash what he wanted. Alex had kissed a few people in his life, only for games of spin the bottle or 7 minutes in heaven, but the point was that he knew how to kiss, even if he'd never particularly enjoyed it before. Girls were okay, but he never really liked the shape of their mouths, the tentative press of their lips, or their slender fingers and two sharp nails. What he did like, however, was the strength in Cash's body, the almost too tight grip of his hands, and the way his tongue was anything but shy. Alex did his best to keep up, ignoring the way he wanted to fret about his lack of real experience. He let Cash take the lead, but it wasn't long before he was giving as good as he got, one hand fisted in the back of Cash's jacket, the other pressed tightly to his shoulder. He sucked on Cash's tongue, being careful with his fangs, and gave in to his body's need to rock his hips forward. Cash kept his body still, letting Alex rub against him, laughing a little against Alex's mouth. Alex didn't have time to worry whether or not Cash was laughing at him. His brain short-circuited when he felt Cash's hands squeezing their way between the wall and the small of his back, sliding down to palm his ass. Those strong fingers dug in, pulling him forward with a fast jerk. Alex made a soft, happy sound, tilted his head a little more, and nipped at Cash's mouth. "Yeah," Cash murmured, giving Alex's ass one more squeeze, hard enough to make the boy grunt. He was leaning in for another kiss when Alex heard a laugh from somewhere across the room, and suddenly the situation finally sunk in for him. They were in the lobby. Everyone was watching, listening. The little sounds Alex had been making came back to him, echoed in his head, and he felt his face burning again. He pushed at Cash's shoulders, trying to get out from between him and the wall. The other vampire refused to move. "Marshall," he said. "Alex, stop freaking out." The words were said sharply. They sliced through the panic, and the boy felt the fight go out of him. He dropped his head to Cash's shoulder and took a deep breath. Cash's hands were nice on his back, soothing. "Upstairs." "What?" Alex asked, not sure if he'd misheard. "Upstairs," Cash said again, swiping at Alex's lower lip with his thumb. "Let's go." Alex held tightly to Cash's hand as they made their way to the elevator, his eyes not fixed on the floor. Cash didn't seem to like that, but not looking anyone in the face either. He wasn't ashamed of what he'd done, what they were about to do, but the last thing he wanted to see was their mocking expressions. It was bad enough that he could hear some of their whispered words. "Such an innocent lamb."
"Not once Colligan's through with him."
"Jealousy is an ugly thing," Cash told everyone as he pulled Alex into the elevator. The door slid shut, leaving Alex with nothing to do but stare at their reflections. Cash looked smug as he leaned against the wall, body turned toward Alex. Alex stayed facing forward, his arms awkwardly hanging at his sides. Now that it was just the two of them again, his body was thrumming with excitement. His senses were so sharp, he could hear the steady beating of Cash's heart, could smell the sharp scent of desire. He wanted to feel Cash's hands again, his mouth, the heat from his body. It would be so easy to make the first move, to turn slightly, lean forward a little, and kiss him. Alex was seriously thinking of doing that when the elevator door slid open and Cash was moving toward them. Alex followed closely behind, fidgeting a little. "Stop worrying," Cash said, once they were inside the small apartment. It was messier than Brian's own, and Alex found that a little comforting. "I'm not worried," Alex said. He was nervous. There was a difference. Cash clearly wasn't buying it. "Come here." He waited for Alex to close the distance between them, to make the first move and fit their mouths together. It was easier to do than he thought it would be,
And Alex couldn't help but feel a little stupid for how he'd had to build up his courage to even think about doing it in the elevator. They stood near the front door for a long time, trading kisses back and forth. By the time Cash finally drew back, Alex's mouth felt tingly and a little swollen. He licked at his bottom lip, his eyes widening when he saw Cash track the movement. Cash's hand came up after a moment, two fingers lightly brushing against Alex's mouth. It almost tickled at first, before he increased the pressure, pushing Alex's mouth open and sliding his fingers inside. Alex sucked for a minute or two, stroking the pads of Cash's fingers with the flat of his tongue, before running the tip in between. It wasn't until Cash put a firm hand on his shoulder that Alex realized what he was being asked to do. He dropped to his knees, hitting the floor harder than he'd anticipated. He didn't care, though. All he could focus on was the obscene he'd heard as Cash's fingers slid from his mouth. He looked up the line of Cash's body then, hands hovering a few centimeters away from his belt buckle. "Maybe you should take off your jacket first," Cash suggested. "I know I want to get rid of my own. Seersucker is great, but not when it's wet." Oh, shit, they were still soaked. Somehow Alex had managed to forget that. He shrugged out of his jacket and his shirt, tossing it to the side. He had no idea what had happened to his hat. He hoped he'd lost it in the park. If it was still in the lobby, going back to get it would be too embarrassing. Cash made short work of his own jacket and shirt, throwing them on top of the pile Alex started. He looked down at the boy on his knees then, an expectant look on his face. Alex steeled his nerves and sat up a little straighter, reaching once again for Cash's belt buckle. The trousers fell to the floor with a wet slap, and then Alex had Cash's dick at eye level. He just looked at it for a minute before wrapping his fingers around, getting a feel for it. It was different than his own, and he wasn't sure what to do exactly. Did Cash like the same things he did? The only problem with that line of thinking was that Alex had no idea what the hell he liked when it came to a blowjob. He'd never exactly gotten one before. "Just relax your jaw and watch your teeth," Cash said. "Find a rhythm." Right, he could do that. Only, it was harder than it sounded. There was a lot in his mouth, more than he'd had before. And it wasn't long at all before his jaw started to ache. He tried to keep his movements fluid, to mimic what he'd heard from friends and seen on TV. He did manage to find a rhythm after a little while, tongue pressing firmly to the underside of Cash's dick on each downstroke, fluttering as best he could each time he pulled off. Alex learned quickly not to take too much, gagging a little when Cash pushed in a little too roughly. He seemed apologetic. At least, he took Alex's hand and wrapped it around the base of his erection, giving him a comfortable place to stop. It was incredibly messy, and he knew he was nowhere near as sexy as the movies made it look. Alex's mouth was stretched and a little sore, and there was saliva down his chin. Cash didn't seem to mind, though. His hips picked up a rhythm of their own, sliding himself in and out of Alex's mouth with well-practiced movements, as his fingers tightened in Alex's hair, keeping his head still. Alex was a little confused when Cash let go of his head and pulled away, his cock sliding from Alex's mouth with another obscene noise. "Did..." he began, a little self-consciously, wiping at his chin. "I don't want to come like that," Cash replied. He held out a hand and helped Alex to his feet, stripping him from the remainder of his clothes and taking a few moments just to look at him. "How are you doing?"
I'm fine? Alex hadn't meant for it to come out as a question, but he wasn't sure what Cash was actually asking. Cash laughed a little, but not meanly, and leaned in to lick at Alex's swollen mouth.
Do you need to come now?
He asked.
Or do you think you can wait?
Alex thought about it for a while.
He was uncomfortably hard, throbbing in time with the beat of his heart.
He started to wonder how long his heart would continue to beat for, momentarily distracted by so much sensory input. But a sharp tug at a lock of hair reminded him of Cash's question.
Do you need to come now?
He wanted to say no, that he could wait if Cash could. But he was a little worried that he'd embarrass himself after one simple touch. He debated whether or not to say anything, standing there with his bottom lip pulled in between his teeth, when Cash took the decision out of his hands. Alex found himself up against the wall again, head tipped back and eyes screwed shut as Cash's hand moved surely on his cock. Through the haze of pleasure, he realized that it was perfect. Nice and tight on the downstroke, looser as Cash's hand pulled off, with a play of fingertips just below the ridge. Wait, that was his rhythm! Oh my god! Alex mumbled, feeling his face heat yet again and hating the reaction.
What the?
I told you I watched you. Cash laughed against Alex's neck.
You really should close the living room drapes better. Never know who might be lurking.
You pervert, Alex said, but there was no heat behind the words. It was too hard to stay mortified, and anger wouldn't get him anything. Cash just laughed again and finished him off.
Come on the bed for me,
Cash urged, helping Alex to stumble to the bedroom. Alex crawled across the bed and collapsed there for a minute, the lethargy in his limbs too difficult to fight off. Cash just moved around the room behind him, getting what he needed before settling next to Alex's prone form.
Thoughtful of you to fall on your stomach, he said.
Alex made a quiet noise, his eyes fluttering open. Cash had a dirty smile on his face, a dark look in his eyes. He was holding a small bottle in one hand, and holy shit, it was lube! Somehow, Alex didn't think vampires were supposed to be surprised by stuff like that. He kind of hoped that he wasn't going to be the lamest vampire ever.
Just relax, that's all you've got to do, Cash said.
Alex crossed his arms and leaned his head down, closing his eyes and nodding a little. His body was tense. He couldn't help it.
Relax,
Cash said again, popping the cap on the lube and reaching forward with wet fingers. Alex couldn't hold back the full body shudder when he felt those fingers brushing against his entrance, teasingly gentle before one pushed in just a little. It felt weird, not at all pleasurable. It didn't hurt, but it was strange enough that he wasn't sure he wanted more. He stayed where he was, though, holding his body as still as possible, letting Cash push in a little deeper.
Relax,
Cash said a third time, pressing a kiss to the middle of Alex's back. His fingers slid all the way in, holding still for a moment before drawing out and pushing forward again. It still didn't feel all that great, but the thought of something sliding in and out of him, the knowledge that Cash was watching that, made Alex groan quietly, the sound muffled by his arms. The second finger wasn't as easy as the first. Alex hissed at the stretch, his hips stuttering forward in an attempt to get away from the intrusion. There was nowhere to go. His hips were pressed flat against the mattress. Cash rubbed at his side a little, but his fingers set a faster pace this time, sliding it all the way in one quick motion. Alex made a protesting sound in his throat when those fingers drew back, only to be shoved forward again.
Cash, Alex whined.
Shh, Cash said, pressing another kiss to Alex's back. He moved a little and grabbed one of Alex's hands, wrapping his fingers loosely around his cock.
Two fingers isn't going to do it, he said.
He was right. Cash wasn't huge or anything. He'd felt impossibly big in Alex's mouth, but even though he was just a good size in reality, he was a lot wider than two fingers.
It hurts a little, Alex mumbled, pulling his hand away so he could fold his arms up again and press his face into them.
Don't fight it, Cash told him. Just let it happen.
That would sound so very fucked up if Alex didn't actually want it.
He did his best to relax his muscles, to work with Cash's fingers instead of against them. He was starting to doubt whether he'd be able to take three when Cash nudged up against something incredible inside him, sending off a cascade of awesomeness through his body.
Oh, fuck! He cursed.
Thought you'd like that, Cash said, looking at the skin of Alex's shoulder.
It felt nice, and the pain was starting to ebb. Alex sighed and started to relax a little more. Cash waited until he was distracted before lining up another finger and working it inside.
Alex almost swallowed his fucking tongue.
Almost there, Cash muttered. I wish you could see yourself.
Alex figured he probably looked pretty damn ridiculous, so he was kind of glad he couldn't see it. His hips were rocking against the bed, the friction giving him something to focus on besides the ache, and how, the longer it went on, even that was starting to get good. But he didn't want to think about that, so he stopped thinking at all, rolling his hips backward, trying to draw those fingers in deeper.
Tell me how you want it, Cash said,
speaking directly into Alex's ear, his tongue flicking out to tease at the lobe. So many images sprang to mind, each of them dirtier than the last, but Alex just moaned and shook his head. He couldn't say any of that out loud. There was no way.
I need to know, Cash teased. We won't go any farther than my fingers if you can't say it.
Alex thought it really hard and waited. It wasn't more than a few seconds before he remembered how he'd asked Cash to stop reading his mind.
There'll come a time when you'll be grateful I can do it, Cash confided with a smirk. But for now, I'll stop. Until you ask me to do it again.
Alex groaned and pressed his face against his arms again.
I can't say it out loud, he mumbled.
What was that? Cash asked, spreading his fingers inside Alex's ass. The boy bit his lip to keep from making a sound he knew would be far too much like a squeal for his dignity to take.
I can't say it, just read my thoughts, Alex repeated.
Such dirty thoughts, Cash laughed. Do you want to ride me, Alex? You want to be in control, is that it? We can work with that, he said. He tugged his fingers free and took a moment to run his hands down Alex's legs.
You have nice legs, you know. Next time I want them over my shoulders. And the time after that, I want to tie your ankles to the footboard.
Alex shuddered and moaned.
But for now, we'll do it your way.
Up. Up, up, up. He urged Alex onto shaking knees and arranged the pillows against the headboard so he could lean against the dark wood.
Come on, he said,
taking Alex's hands and pulling him forward so the boy was straddling his hips. It was strange to find the right position, Dold catches Dick steady and drop down, not flinching away from the steady pressure or tightening against it. It wasn't easy. Alex thought that maybe they should have used more lube. But Cash was true to his word. He let Alex be in control. He took his time, barely noticing the high-pitched noises that were getting caught in his throat as he sunk down another inch. It was so much, almost too much, but he kept going until he couldn't sink down anymore. He was feeling a little triumphant as he sat there with his eyes closed, trying to get used to the sensation. He wasn't expecting for Cash to reach out, to quickly spread his knees farther apart so that Alex immediately felt the strain in his hips. It didn't matter, though, because the change in position caused him to suddenly sink down those last 2 inches, and he hadn't been prepared for that. Alex wanted to glare at Cash, to hit him and maybe call him a few choice names. But that was hard to do when his eyes were still rolled up in the back of his head, and he was too busy whimpering to actually speak. "Ugh," he groaned, his hands clenching at Cash's shoulders. His nails dug in, making the other vampire hiss beneath him.
"Too much?" Cash asked.
"Gah," Alex replied, but he raised himself up on his knees and sank back down a little, so he obviously wasn't all that angry. His movements were jerky, uncertain, every shift of his hips producing new, incredible sensations. It took him some time to figure out what he liked best, to pick a rhythm that hit that spot over and over again. His legs protested the exertion after some time, and he was about to ask to change positions, when Cash's hands found his waist, helping to keep him steady. Alex threw his head back, not caring that he was babbling and mumbling nonsense. It felt good, the stretch, the burn, how full he was. Cash was thrusting up every time Alex shifted down, the sounds of their bodies slamming together loud and lewd in the darkened bedroom. Oh, fuck, Cash said, snapping his hips faster, harder. Yes, yes, Alex cried, doing his best to keep up. His hand was working frantically on his dick, and even though he'd come not that long ago, the feeling was building again, strong and urgent. Please, Cash, I need it. Yeah, Cash said, shifting his weight and pitching them forward. Alex hit the mattress hard but went with it, lifting his legs high and hooking his ankles behind Cash's back. Cash set a hard, fast pace, just this side of too rough, and it wasn't long before Alex was coming again, making a mess of his fist and stomach. Cash fucked him through it, either unwilling or unable to stop himself. Alex grit his teeth as his sensitive body jerked in Cash's grip, tried to edge away from his driving hips. He forced himself to take it, let himself whine a little louder with every thrust until he was certain that everyone could probably hear him. "Shit, Cash," he whimpered. "Just come, please. God, please." Cash's laugh died in his throat as he slammed his hips forward and let himself go. Alex shuddered at the feeling, his arms coming up to pull Cash down on top of him as he tried to catch his breath. "Ugh," he said after a few minutes. Cash was heavy, and Alex was sticky and gross, and sore. There was a throbbing in his ass, an ache that he figured would be with him for a while. "You okay?" Cash asked, moving to the side a little. "I'm going to feel it," Alex said. "That's not the thing to say if you want time to recover." Cash laughed a little, low in his throat. Alex smacked him. "My ass is off limits for a while," he said. They rolled around a little, Alex biting his lip as the movement made his ass twinge, but soon gave up on that. "Seriously, though, does this mean you're finished freaking out?"
Your dick does not have magical therapeutic powers, Alex said, rolling his eyes. Cash's hand shot out, grabbing tightly to Alex's arm and hauling him up so he was half sprawled on Cash's chest. There was a serious look in his eyes, the playfulness of a few moments ago gone. Alex, he said. I'll be okay, Alex said. You don't have to worry. Good, Cash said, letting go of Alex's arm to press down on his back so they were lying together again. Because I do. The end. To fill the space you made for me. I try to be the one you want. I try to be the way you want. Maybe I could be the one you need if you'd only show me how to live and to bear weight and push into the sky. See you.